guys, and welcome to another video with the legend of agency assassin, Mr. Ian Ovens. Thank you very much for coming back, Ian. It's a pleasure, as always, to meet you after seeing you in Austin and up in Phoenix as well. So,
yeah.
Nice and...
Yeah, we've seen a lot of each other. Thank you so much for having me on, Craig. I'm really looking forward to this.
So, guys, we've got Ian on for a reason, not just to promote Agency Assassin. Of course, the links are below if you do want to check out Agency Assassin. And you can use Craig Campbell 10 for a lifetime 10% discount. There is one other tiny little better deal. If you book a call, the link is below with Ian, and get some of the training, demo, and all that kind of stuff, you can get 15% off. However, you've got to do that within the next 2 days. So make sure you do use the links below, guys, if you do want to take advantage of this. But many of you will know who Ian is. But Ian, before we go into anything, actually, for anyone who's watching just now, in short, what the hell does Agency Assassin do?
So Agency Assassin is a SaaS product that works on Google Maps through engagement. So we're running searches on Google Maps. We manage everything. We have very, very nice reporting that you can see on a daily basis on every keyword that you're running to see where those are ranking. And the software is working very well right now.
That is the most important part. Is working very well. Things change and all that kind of stuff. So jump on what is working. But Ian, I've done testing on CTR and all that kind of stuff. And me and a few friends were running around with a whole bunch of mobile phones. And many people have seen this video, and it worked relatively well. We got some good gains from doing that exercise. There's no doubt around that. Now, Holly Starks is very famous for the CTR thing with 100 phones and so on and so forth. But I had a comment on a YouTube video last night, and the guy was like, why would you be stupid enough to take out 30 phones? Because Holly Starks says, you know, between 12 and 14 is the hotspot in terms of phones. Now, I'm well aware of that. I'm a big fan of Holly Starks and all that kind of stuff. Follow a lot of what she does. But my answer to someone like that is I wouldn't know why that sweet spot is between 12 and 14 without having done the test and tried to figure out what was there. And obviously I checked insights and I'm like, that doesn't match up with the amount of engagement that we gave that particular profile. And obviously you, again, do a lot of testing, have a lot more data than I ever will. And we want to talk about how Google is filtering your traffic on the maps. So want to go a bit deeper into that, Ian. And obviously, if you've got slides or whatever, you can share screen. But this is the key, guys, important information here.
Yeah, so really, I've broken through in the last month on really, really understanding what's going on. So Google obviously doesn't want people to be able to manipulate their listings. And so one of the biggest things that they look at is change over time. And so what I can show is that there's a few factors that go into how much Google filters. And I can tell you what the factors are right now. And they are reviews and review velocity. So in other words, your traffic gets filtered less if you are getting more reviews, which makes sense. If a listing is getting a lot of reviews, they're expecting it to get more traffic, and vice versa. So reviews are one factor. They definitely do change how much traffic is filtered and tested. And I'll show what those tests look like. The next biggest, absolute biggest, and maybe this is even bigger than reviews, is the history. It's like, it's that GPB. How much traffic does that GPB get? GPBs that get a ton of traffic, I would say that if a GPB were getting 3,000 interactions a month and you went out with 100 phones, much more close to 100 of those phones would actually register. So it depends on what is Google expecting for traffic, what is the history like on that listing. So I'm going to show that right now. So this is a campaign that started in December of last year. These are the keywords that we had showing up. So where's my, okay, so this listing we started in down here is getting 60 visits a month organically. There's a brand new listing in November. These were the keywords that it had organically showing up, mostly branded. I blocked out branded and then a couple of other keyword terms. So in January, we started sending a lot of traffic to this listing. These were the keywords. They did not match at all. I was sending 25 clicks a day for a series of keywords that do not show up in here except for one of them. And so where this listing was getting, you know, roughly 2 visits a day on average, I was sending 25 and Google didn't believe it. So this month in January, I sent almost 800 interactions. And if you look here, it's a little over 100 got through. So about 40 in addition to how many they got in December. So about 5% of the traffic that I sent was unfiltered. And you can see month over month, well, that keeps increasing until it increases dramatically in April. And so this is what Google's looking at. They're looking at month over month, what does this data look like? So we started sending in January a tremendous amount of traffic on very different keywords. And some of this traffic actually gets through. So these are actually keywords from January. So searches are getting through, but we actually see here. So what I'm showing you here, this is one of the keywords that I'm running traffic to. And what you see here is you see the rankings on it here. This is February 1st. So we run traffic from January 10th to January 31st. On February 1st, which is after this keyword data comes in here, it goes way down. Why does it go way down? Well, all that Google has to do is compare this and this. They are not the same. They are very not the same. So I have gone from this paltry set of keywords to this huge mix. And when Google looks December to January, they hammer us in February. What do? They test our traffic. What are they doing? They're sending this listing, the search result. They're giving it a, you know, around a 5 or a 7, and then they're giving it a 17. And they're checking to see, what are you clicking? Well, clicking those 17s is not likely. So all that Google has to do is score these clicks and see, oh, you're definitely sending fake traffic. And so how do I resolve this? Well, what I do is I actually increase my keyword diversity and I cut back on my search volumes in February. And then I just wait over time, because in February, my keywords more or less match this as well. So when they compare January to February, all of a sudden, that's just the traffic that this list is getting. They can look back 2 months and see, okay, maybe that's actually the search traffic. This is March 1st, where it suddenly shoots up. So you have a 1 month period where Google is testing every single search and then it shoots up. And all of a sudden, numerous keywords are green. We're getting top 3 for numerous different keywords. You know, this is in the third month. So in the third month is the theme. Why? They're going back and they're looking at the month over month and they're seeing, does this look right? And they're saying, you know, if they're saying no, then they're hammering you.
Yeah.
Now this listing was getting 1,300 visits a month, well established. We started sending 15 visits a month with just primary keywords, nothing branded. And this strategy can work, but there are times where this doesn't. If a listing has absolutely no traffic at all and you start sending primary keyword traffic, it's usually gonna dive and start getting tested. But this one was already getting very decent search volume on these keywords. This area is like 900 square miles. And you can see over two weeks, dramatic improvements in ranking. I actually had a chart that I meant to save where it shows an average of 10 to 3, where they get map pack across the entire East Bay from us sending these 15 searches a month on 4 keywords. So the name of the game here is it believable? Is there a history of it? Does the listing already get results? And if it does, then they're going to accept that traffic a lot more often. So this is where we go back to those other factors. What are the other factors? Well, you know, if you do a branded search, like this one has these branded terms where these are all green. Well, all of those are showing up in a number one position, you know? So if you do a branded blended keyword, then you're going to show up in position one, which means they're going to believe that click. Yeah. Google's going to say, yeah, you should get that click, you know, versus where they're all position 60 and you're sending 50 clicks a day and they're, you know, fuck off. This is bullshit. And that's what happens. And so you see listings not move, or you see them move negatively when you do that. Now, this is where you can do those reviews. That helps a lot. Reviews with the keywords in it, that'll help a lot. You know, if you're in position 60 and you're getting reviews, that's going to help like make that traffic more believable. So the next question is, how long do we think that this traffic is, how long do I think that this traffic is being accounted for? And I'll tell you, I believe it's 6 months. And so this is why. So this listing that I'm showing you right now, this was a lead gen property that I work on. And this was the day one of its existence as a service area business. And so we had gotten suspended and it had an address that I didn't have access to. So I couldn't get it back up. It was dead. This listing was dead. Couldn't re-verify. It was over. So this was day one of a service area business with the same website in Denver. And basically in this first month, we did 15 reviews and we sent traffic. I was sending just an absolutely insane amount of traffic to this listing. But I had been sending the insane amount to the listing before. So there's some history of large search volumes in this area for these certain keywords. And so it responded pretty well, even though I was doing high volumes. The next month, this is for about 28 terms, by the way. So this is multiple different terms. I didn't take the time to cut out all the branded terms and stuff. So I'm just showing the grid that's the average across about 20 terms. This is 2 months out. We're coming up on quite a bit. Three months out, big breakthrough. And so at this point, some search terms are almost in the map pack. Month four, we actually have map pack terms. You can see there's 32 keywords that this map is counting for. So month four, we actually have multiple different cash keywords where we're actually converting business at this point. And this is 5 months out. And this is the beginning of month. Or beginning of month six to is really what it is. So it's like 5 months in a day. But and this is as good as it does, basically. This is as good as it goes. And so after that, it actually kind of we lose some traction. But all that's been happening on this has been sending traffic to the listing over 6 months, and it just keeps going up over time. And so, you know, to me, this says Google's looking at history and they're looking at 6 months of history. Yeah.
And it makes perfect sense. Like you know. You know, the thing for me, when we done the testing with the phones and stuff, yes, we get a little bit of traction, but clearly Google were discounting and clearly going, nah, there's no way 30 people in that one day were driving to and from that location. It's the same as link building. Do you build links, you know, 1,000 a night or something like that? It's not physically possible. So I think right. There's some things there. Is trying to keep it looking natural. And you get, and I did notice you keep mentioning the word, you sent 15 visits. Would you say that a lot of people in the past who've been doing this pile in and, you know, they're trying to send 200 and 300 visits to stuff? Because as SEOs, we are all, you know, a bit crazy when it comes to trying these things out. So, I also, Randy Roday, he does a lot of local stuff, and Randy always says he sends about 6 visits, and that's always stuck in my mind. Keep it natural.
Yeah, so the truth is once a listing has historical traffic, I have numerous listings I'm sending 100 visits a day to. And some of these I'm ranking in the map pack for like literally 70 turns. So I'm sending 1 or 2 clicks a day per turn. But that's once Google expects it. So on each listing and how much traffic you can send, when you start off, I mean, honestly, the fact that we offer 100 clicks a day means that if you're doing something that's like really high volume search, like you do something very, very competitive with very high volume search, you know, something like, you know, maybe like a car dealership or something like that, or you could do, you know, oil change, something super high volume. And you can come out the gate and hammer it. And we do give you that ability. Should you, that's like, you know, this is where per SEO, you're going to want to look at your strategies. You can send a huge amount of branded traffic, and it's pretty safe. You can send 50 clicks a day of branded traffic, and it's very unlikely to hurt the listing. It just makes it look like you're doing like a TV campaign or a radio campaign, you know? And so that's fine. But if you're sending just on your money keywords and they're low volume, and you're sending even 5 clicks a day could be suspicious. I don't think so though. But I mean, yeah, if you're doing those smaller numbers of clicks, it's really safe. And if you want to start a campaign slow and just do small numbers of clicks at your primary keywords, it's a pretty safe strategy. My go-to these days is I do actually a large number of keywords with a large number of branded kind of secondary keywords, because I want for Google to expect high traffic on that listing so that I can send a lot of keyword data. And so I would rather pound the listing with large amounts of traffic to where Google expects that large amount of traffic that allows me to hit a lot of keywords. So that's a strategy that I do, which is because I want Google to expect lots of traffic because I want to send a lot of traffic. So there's different ways to do that, but you just got to be smart about how you do that. Yeah.
And I think the key, the other thing is you said, obviously there's that 3-month period where you start to break through. There is that kind of sandboxy type thing there where you are potentially having your head held down before you pop up. So I think that's it. Because you surely must see people in the past who throw the towel in after 3 months going, yeah, this shit doesn't work.
2 weeks. They throw it in 2 weeks. No, what they do is they'll send 50 visits a day to their top 4 keywords on a listing without any traffic, and they will tank it. So here's the problem. If they start filtering the artificial traffic, then they're also going to filter natural traffic. So it's not a negative signal necessarily on its own, but when they start testing it, they will push the rankings down when they test it, and then they'll filter your natural traffic. So your rankings will go down. So you can sync a listing for sure, and it'll take a while for it to recover. And it is possible that like if you were to sync it and then turn this off, it'll stay down because now you lost your natural traffic too. So so if you're gonna do it, you're better off knowing that third month is that's where it's like that's where like the listing's historical data starts to really work in your favor, and then that's where you're gonna start to see the benefit. And I've got another listing to show here with exactly that. So here's, I'm going to share my screen once more. So this listing, I didn't have any access to. I did an experiment for a guy who does marketing for a mall. And I didn't know if I was going to have luck on this. This one, but you can see here right at the end where this graph kind of shoots up. We broke through. This is right after the 1st of May. So again, we started this one in March. We started on the 10th of March. And I kept adding keywords and, you know, especially target keywords, and it was going down. And what you can see through here is we were consistently ranking in the 60s on these target keywords. And then, you know, so basically send data all through March, then all through April. And then again, that month to month comparison comes through in May, everything shoots up. This list, this store has never historically gotten walk-in traffic, always been existing customers or people in the mall. And they're all of a sudden getting walk-in traffic for the first time, you know, inside of a mall. So it's like, so this is definitely what's possible as you do more work. And this is how much, so just to, as example for like how many clicks should you send? From the beginning, I've been sending close to 50 clicks a day to this one, but you can see how many branded keywords there are. Those are all branded. Huge, huge numbers and huge diversity of branded. And again, I was just softening this listing up with branded traffic, with dramatic amounts of branded traffic. And then the result is, again, in month 3, now they expect it. Now all of these other keywords are top 3. They're getting top 3 results for like, I don't know. It's like, depending on the day, there's about 8 different terms for men's clothing that they're now in the map pack for. So, yeah, so that's kind of that's why I do a more aggressive strategy with a lot more traffic, a lot more branded.
Yeah. Well, we always hear people talking about branded traffic. Not going to mention any names, but I'm sure he's already made that term his own. But one other thing that you mentioned, Ian, and I keep hearing a lot of people talking about it, is reviews and the consistency of those reviews. And, you know, you hear a lot of people saying a lot of different things when it comes to GMB. But I have other friends in the industry who are big on the reviews, but people say consistent reviews. How many? What's the kind of, just for the layman out there who doesn't know, what are we talking? Is it one review, 10, 100?
So, one of my more successful affiliates has a course, and they're doing one review a day with a very aggressive strategy. They're doing one review a day, 50 clicks at your top four keywords. And that is working pretty well. This is extremely aggressive. The problem is this doesn't work every time. And when it doesn't, you need to do more of a strategy like I'm doing to butter that listing up over a couple months. It works on 75 or 80% of listings though, and is working pretty well. So, you know, that's just an example of a working strategy. That's not my go-to. You could do as few as a couple of reviews a week if your competitors aren't getting any new ones. So yeah. Really, it's really like, what is the rate? What is the review rate of the competitors, and how do you beat them? But another factor is also how relevant are the reviews? So you could do fewer reviews that are highly relevant and have include descriptions of the service and other stuff like that, and those will perform a little better. So I don't have a hard and fast answer, because it really does depend on, like, if your competitors are getting no new reviews, you're doing one a week, you'll crush them.
Yeah.
And then if you're doing traffic to them, those will work together. I've done experiments with as many as one review a day, and I had a listing that was super underperforming against all competitors, ranked like 14 at their store for their major service, for city service, and it took like 3 weeks of one stealer reviews to turn that around with traffic. Just because that listing was a non-performer, it never had traffic before, and it always ranked poorly. And so that was with one review a day, very aggressive strategy. But like I said, I've seen other listings where one review a week does extremely well. So I mean, and I know people who are doing even more than that. I know people who are doing multiple reviews per day. So like as their only ranking strategy, they're not doing any CTR. These are people who are doing mostly lead gen, and they're doing just lots of reviews per day. So yeah.
That's crazy. Absolute crazy. But whatever works. But that's interesting. Now, obviously someone's going to come back and say, what if my competition don't get any reviews? And yep. What are those niches where they don't get reviews? Would you still encourage someone to get one a month, or just to keep ahead of the game?
I mean, I think a goal of one a week on any campaign you want to be competitive on is really good. And I think that I don't know that there's a, I haven't tested it enough to know exactly what it is. I know Holly actually has better data than me, because she's testing those directly. And perhaps some other people who test that stuff a little bit more aggressively. But I mean, Holly sent thousands of reviews to a listing without getting it suspended. I've personally tried sending traffic to get something suspended, you know, like 5,000 clicks a day, and I haven't seen it happen either. So I don't think that Google's suspending on either reviews or traffic. So besides, you know, I think that the biggest risk on reviews is getting filtered. Once you start getting reviews filtered, then that listing permanently will start filtering good reviews. And so that does definitely happen, where you'll start to lose your good reviews. You'll lose half of legitimate reviews over time because you sent so many fake reviews. So, you know, that's probably the biggest risk. And again, I don't know what the number is. I just don't know. I've seen it happen, but I couldn't tell you exactly what those numbers are. Yeah.
I've got a few mates as well who play around with this type of thing, and they're always like, yeah, my fucking reviews are not popping through, and they're clearly being filtered out, and no one knows where they're going. They're just not appearing. So, yeah, I guess it's one of those things you need to try and test and see what your number is.
I'm seeing lots of people are doing reviews right now. I know a lot of people are complaining about how difficult it is. I know people are you know, I think that you have to be really disciplined about how you do them now. You can't get away with like any BS. You have to be sure that, in other words, that your proxies and stuff are clean and stuff like that, and that you are, you have good practices on making sure that those are clean. But I know people are getting them through. So I don't know, once your listing gets flagged for fake reviews, I don't know if that's more difficult. But you know, I know that happens. So I don't know when, and I don't know how much gets filtered after dust. I just know that it happens. Yeah.
But yeah, just be careful you don't trigger that, folks. Play cautiously would be my advice. But is there any other kind of filtering other than that that you're seeing, or anything else you want to share?
I mean, you know, this is so once the traffic's not getting filtered, once you get it through, it'll start ranking. Then the CTR works. So the thing to know is, you know, you want to get into these things. You want to know that having that two months of consistent history on traffic is really important. And I believe I see when you have like entity relationships with like entity plus service stuff on your website, like through like your location page. I haven't done single variable tests on it, but I'm pretty sure that those respond better to CTR as well. So I have a good schema. Like, so here's what I see. If you do really good, basically white hat SEO, and you have like good entity structures, well-structured location page, all of that is right, your citations are clean, and you start sending CTR, it works a lot better, a lot more often. So I think it's the same as like anything else right now. You know, if you have good eats and you send links to that page responds better. Like, you know, it's just, Google's just looking at all the dimensions. And so, you know, I think that the thing to know is, filtering is their primary tool to protect a GMB from traffic right now. And the better your signal everywhere else, probably the better that traffic is going to get through. And that's probably kind of the name of the game. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, thanks. Yeah. And then if people want to meet with me one-on-one, I can show some information that I can't show on these calls, you know? So there's some additional information that I can show about how to tailor the campaigns and what's worked on past campaigns in a little bit more detail. So, you know, I definitely recommend if people are interested in signing up that they schedule the call with me. And that link's the calendly.com/agencyassassin. I will talk to you about it. I'll explain what works, and you can kind of get a hang of how to make it work for you.
And all I can say on that is, guys, take the time to go and look at it. Ian's done a lot of calls in the last few months, and every single person, and I'll throw some names there, Chris Palmer and all that, are like, I'm loving this. And you know, I think you've just got to take the time to go on the call, understand the mechanics, the strategy, and all the other funky little things. Too many people try these tools, and like you said, 2 weeks later go, fuck this, you know, doesn't work, cancel, boom, try something else and go round and round circles. Many people in this industry that I know of have taken time to speak to Ian and talk very, very highly of what you're doing there. And it's always constantly evolving, Ian, and I think that's another massive, obviously we talk offline, not on here, about, you know, the stuff that goes on in the background and how you're working to try and make it better and all that kind of stuff. So I think people need to know more about that stuff. I think, you know, that transparency and everything else is really good.
I can show one thing that's kind of cool here. So I can show our back end on our software. This is something that people don't get to see. But, you know, right now, what we're doing in terms of, so we're doing 100,000 daily CTRs. We're running 1,100 campaigns right now. And our proxy locations are basically, I mean, this is why things are working. You know, this is where our proxies are. You know, we're running multiple proxy services across the world, and constantly testing them, and, you know, able to see across our platform what our average ranking is. So we have the absolute best data, as far as I know, on exactly what's happening on Google Maps, exactly what Google's doing with its traffic. And that's where, you know, we've developed these ideas, is through that. So I do feel pretty proud of that right now, because you know, it's been a long time coming where we've developed this kind of knowledge. And you know, it feels good to feel like I have an advantage now, you know, especially that we share with our users. So yeah.
Ah, that's it. And I think that that's the key thing to anything, is the data that you've got. And if you can see something working or maybe not working across, you know, 1,000+ different campaigns, then it's got to be taken seriously. You know, it's you'll be able to see trends a lot quicker than the general Joe doing one or two GMBs. So do reach out to them, guys. The link is below. Take Campbell 10 is the 10% discount for lifetime. If you want to be quick and use that Calendly link and get on there in the next couple of days, then you may be able to get 15% if you're quick enough. But that offer is 100% ending. It's not an ongoing thing, so take advantage. Awesome. So, Ian, thank you very much for today, and we will get you back for more insights on local SEO, GBP, and all of that kind of good stuff. So it's a pleasure having you on again, mate.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. This has been great. Thank you, Greg.